Well, since it feels like Christmas, let's sing number 39. I don't know that that's solely a Christmas song. That beautiful name. I think we can sing that all year round. Praise God. They tell us it's getting warmer this coming week, and I think you had a nice week last week as well. So fear not. Number 39 in our hymn books, our hard-covered hymn books. Wonderful name. When we come together in the name of Jesus, he said that he is right here in our midst. Praise God. He's as close as the mention of his name. And sometimes that name itself is like a prayer to us, isn't it? We just say Jesus. Maybe we're overwhelmed. We don't know how to put into words the way we feel. We don't know what to pray. And then we just get quiet before God and say, oh, Jesus, Jesus. And somehow we know that he understands exactly how we feel and what's on our hearts and what needs to be done. And he cares for us, cares about us. And we're often brought right into his presence just by the mention of his name. And so I like to sing the name of Jesus. It's very precious to us. And it bothers me when I hear people use the name of Jesus in vain, because they don't know him as we do. If they did, they would never speak of his name the way they do. Praise God. And so to us, he is precious, and we want to tell him that today. Lord, you are precious to us. We thank you that every day we can express our love to you in so many different ways, in our obedience, in our worship, our praise. Lord, we praise you this morning. We thank you for the privilege of being together under the ministry of your word here on these campgrounds. We thank you for your presence that's here on these grounds, Lord. And Lord, and whether we're in meeting or out of meeting, we can always look to you in our hearts and know that you're working in us. And Lord, we want to be under a constant flow of your working throughout this day. Help us, Lord. Help us to pay loving attention to you. And when we forget, we ask that the Holy Spirit will, in his faithfulness, remind us of Jesus and that he's thinking of us today, every moment, and help us to look in his direction often. We pray, Lord, you'll bless down in the village, bless down in the cottage. Again, we commit these precious young ladies and little boys to you. And pray, Lord, that today you will just continue to build, continue to add to that which you have been doing in their lives already. Lord, you know how many days yet they have to be with us here and what you want to accomplish before they go home. And we want to have faith, Lord. Give us faith for what you want, Lord. Put it into the hearts of the counselors and all those that work with them. Put it into all of our hearts as we see them on the grounds, Lord. Help us to thank you for what you're doing. And believe, Lord, that you are going to break through in each and every life. And so, Lord, just cover this camp with your precious blood today. Bring healing, bring protection, Lord. Just keep us under the shadow of your wings. Now, we commit this meeting to you this morning and pray that you will just have your way in the short time that we'll be together. And, Lord, those that are traveling up, we pray for traveling mercies. Watch over them, Lord. Bring them here safely, Lord, without incident. And Jesus, just throughout this week, more and more we pray that your presence will increase and your word will have free course and be glorified among us, and that you will put into our hearts the response that you're looking for, that we're not able to give you apart from your grace. But there is grace, abundance of grace for each and every one of us. And so we open our hearts to that this morning. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Let's sing that last verse, 39.
I love that last name. Glory, 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 glory
also sing that. Take the name of Jesus with you. Praise God. 49. Thank you. Okay. 49.
Take the name of Jesus with you.
Wonderful.